Tim Tebow comes out in support of fairness in women's sports. By Paul Bois on August 15, 2023. Former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow has come out in favor of fairness in women's sports amid the nation's debate over men competing alongside women. Speaking on OutKick's Don't At Me with Dan Dockich, Tebow had been asked about Riley Gaines and Paul Scanlon's ongoing fight to keep transgenders from competing in women's sports. I had the opportunity at Florida to love watching our teams compete and love supporting our girls and love supporting their competitiveness, he said. I just believe in fairness and I love being able to watch, whether it was the soccer teams, the softball teams, the lacrosse teams, the gymnastics teams, the competition. So many of those girls work so hard to be able to compete and be their best, and I love giving them a chance to compete in a fair way so that they can strive to be their best, like all of us, he added. Tebow said he wants all girls to be given the chance to be their best without interference. Not all of us get a chance to be the best, but all of us get the chance to be our best. And I just want to give all of those girls the chance to compete and love what they do, he said. As Breitbart News reported last week, Riley Gaines said that leftist agitators spat on and attacked women's activists during a ceremonial bill signing for the new Save Women's Sports Act in Texas. Even in the great state of Texas, protesters have tried to find a way to smear the celebration of Governor Abbott signing SB 15, which protects female collegiate athletics. But they can't, Gaines told Fox News. Today is a huge win, and Governor Abbott's leadership is foundational, and I'm hopeful more states will follow suit. Gaines said that leftists resorted to throwing bottles and spitting on people. Bottles are being thrown, protesters are spitting in people's faces, profanity is being yelled at children. Law enforcement has stepped in and provided protection, she said. Independent Women's Network's Austin chapter leader Michelle Evans confirmed to Fox News that leftists assaulted women's activists at the signing. It was, I guess the best word to describe them was they were rabid, said Evans. When I turned around to go back inside of the building, that's when somebody threw water on me, Evans recalled. Somebody told me they know where I fucking live. There was somebody that got in front of me to try to physically block me from going back inside and pushed her body up against mine. Somebody hit my arm, and then someone, a woman in a pink ski mask and sunglasses, spit into my open eye, Evans added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.